He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we're still dealing with the fallout of the State of the Union address from Wednesday night. And Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And always glad to have Governor Mike Huckabee back with us, someone who understands so much of what we are dealing with because he's been in government for a good portion of his career. He's seen how the sausage is made. And Governor, as you've said many times, it ain't pretty. Particularly when you have people that choose to spend money at a rate that we don't have. I mean, I just got off. Charmaine Yost was just with us in the last segment, and she said for the education piece, forget the whole American Families Plan Act, just the education piece is 10 times the amount of the current entire federal budget for the education department in total. So, and that's just one piece of it, Governor.
Kevin, a lot of people need to step back and ask themselves, is the agenda that Joe Biden is putting forward, is it a federal responsibility? And the answer is no. A lot of the things that he's proposing are to try to put forth programs that are state responsibilities. As a person who is a governor, the last thing governors want and need is yet another federal mandate coming at them, which maybe they'll fund it for the first 2 to 5 years. And then they back out, and states are obligated to have to continue funding it or become very unpopular because they don't continue some program that kept a lot of lobbyists in business.
Right. Well, and then, okay, and that's the substance of what we're talking about. But I want to ask you about the optics of the address on Wednesday. Now, I'm going to deal with this in my final thought in a moment, but it was the lowest rated first State of the Union address by any president of the modern era. In fact, he had fewer than half of the many of the number of households watching as President Trump had. But when you did tune in and you saw Mitt Romney sitting up in the gallery with the face diaper on and Ted Cruz almost suffocating himself to sleep in his, I mean, Governor, these people have been fully vaccinated. In fact, they were considered so essential that they got vaccines before anybody else did. And here we have this whole pretense, this virtual signaling of, oh, you got to wear masks or you're not a good person going on. What was your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is the same as it was when I saw Joe Biden on that Zoom call with all the international leaders wearing a stupid mask. And I'm thinking, Joe, I don't know if you know this, but a computer virus is not the same as a coronavirus, and you cannot get it by touching the keyboard. You can take your mask off. It is a Zoom call. You're not even in the same room with these people. But what I saw the other night was one more reminder of why a lot of Americans are not wanting to get a vaccine. Why would they take a vaccination and then still have to do all the things that they had to do when they didn't have a vaccination? And this is what I wish liberals understood. Most people in America are smarter than liberals are. And so they're being preached to, you better get a vaccination. If you don't get vaccinated, you're not a good patriot. Okay. But if I'm going to get the vaccination and I still have to limit myself to 2 or 3 people in a backyard barbecue for my immediate family and nobody else can come, if I still have to wear a mask, even if I'm outside for a run, then what's the point? It just makes no sense. And that was such political theater the other night. But instead of making us think, oh, look how caring they are and how committed they are to good health, I thought, every one of you guys are vaccinated. You look like idiots. Take the mask off and say to Americans, hey, get the vaccination. You can take your mask off.
Well, and that, in fact, it would have been one thing had the CDC not offered some updated guidance even 24 hours before. Now, they weren't saying that indoors it was okay, but the truth is, and we've had multiple medical experts on this week, the truth is, if you're fully vaccinated, you can ignore the 6-foot boundary in between people, social distancing. You can ignore the mask. You can pretty much live life the way it was prior to the pandemic and not be a personal danger to yourself or anyone else. Governor, let me switch gears a little bit because there was another. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that there's some people I'd like to be socially distanced from. In fact, 6 feet is not nearly enough. I'd like to be 60 feet from them. So I'm not totally ready to give that up. They're a good excuse to say, hey, I don't want to be any closer than this to you.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair observation. Hey, speaking of something I didn't find funny at all, John Kerry this week was revealed to have basically betrayed U.S. Confidential information and Israeli national security information in his chats with Iran. We've dealt with this a couple of times this week, but you're such good friends with Netanyahu and the state of Israel. I'm just curious your reaction to what we learned about the former Secretary of State this week.
Well, if it's true, it is absolutely just stunning, and John Kerry should resign. I wonder, will Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff be calling for classified hearings and bring John Kerry in? Look, I'm going to give him a presumption of innocence and due process, something they never gave Donald Trump. They presumed he was guilty of colluding with Russia even when he was wasn't, and they didn't want to give him due process. They just wanted to try it in the media. But let's give John Kerry that much, something, again, Trump never got. But here's what needs to happen. This can all go away immediately if John Kerry goes before a classified hearing, meaning it's not public, it's private.
Right.
He goes
right.
under oath, and he answers the simple questions about what he did, when he did it, and what he told them, and why. And if everything is on the up and up, then okay, it's over. But until something like that comes forth, I think John Kerry's got a great big cloud over him, and it could be a cloud big enough to block the sun and create like a real ozone depletion, and we could all die from it. So Mr. Green Energy Czar needs to come forward and let the sun shine through.
Well, and I think that if he's not willing to do that, then he leaves the admissions of the Iranian prime minister hanging. And, you know, that interview was conducted in a way that wasn't really it wasn't a gotcha for John Kerry. It was kind of he was just explaining how he came to know. And could that be a plot against Kerry? I guess. But we sure that the problem with John Kerry's explanation of all this is that it just seems to make sense with what's consistent about John Kerry's character. It sounded like something John Kerry would do. But we will wait for that investigation. Governor, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, Mark Robinson, who is the lieutenant governor of the state of North Carolina, and a guy whose speech before a local city council went viral with millions of views. It was just powerful. Ended up becoming the lieutenant governor of the state because people said, this guy's got some common sense. And we are so excited. We're going to have him in studio this weekend. We've got Shonda Pierce, who will be with us, one of the funniest people on earth, who is the all-time best-selling female comedian in recordings, better than anyone in history. And a lot of people don't realize that about her. She's just so funny. And yeah. Michael W. Smith will be a music guest, so we're going to have a great show.
Smitty, you're bringing me back to my teen years. The very first couple of Smitty albums that just changed my life. Anyway, have a great show this weekend, Governor. Give Michael W. Smith my best personally, please, and we will talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it, Kevin. Thank you so
right.
much.
There he goes. Huckabee Today, Saturday nights 8 and 11, and then it replays Sunday nights 8 and 11 on the same TBN, only on cable and satellite. Check your local listings. Kevin McCullough coming right back.